Athens News Matters is sponsored in part by the WUGA Community Advisory Council, dedicated and involved individuals who help WUGA stay connected with our listeners, community organizations, and issues in the Athens area. Learn more at WUGA.org.
Reversing an earlier decision, the Clark County School District will require students under 12 to wear masks. This announcement follows parent backlash to a previous statement that masks would not be required for unvaccinated students. Here to talk about that, plus the rest of the weekend news, is Chris Dowd of Athens Politics Nerd and Gwen O'Looney of WXAG. So, guys, there was a reversal. What are your thoughts about that, actually requiring students, younger students, to wear masks?
Well, I think it's a good idea because younger students can't get vaccinated yet, and I think everyone who isn't vaccinated should be wearing a mask. So I think this is a good decision because we do have the Delta variant that's been spreading across the country, and it's pretty worrisome. So this is something that we need to be keeping an eye on, and basically everyone who isn't vaccinated should be wearing a mask right now.
Fauci's new recommendation is for people who have been vaccinated to wear a mask inside for sure. You know, I think everybody is rethinking. We were beginning to think that this might be over, but Delta variant is changing that scene completely. And I really respect the school system for adjusting their policy to the problem that exists. Both hospitals are requiring their staffs to get vaccinated. I predict that Athens-Clark County will require vaccinations pretty soon. I think people are realizing more and more that we don't want to shut down. So we've got to fight it the only way we can, and that's by raising the number of people who are vaccinated to make us all safe.
It seems like we're just going to have to continue with some precautions. I know everybody's sort of relaxing and enjoying more freedoms, but we are seeing numbers increase. So we may have to curtail some of our behavior similar to what we did in the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, no one wants to do that. Please, everybody get vaccinated. We're a very lucky country that we have, you know, free vaccinations available. So I just hope that more people will take advantage of that.
Did you hear of a lot of backlash about that decision when the district didn't require masks and then reversing itself and requiring masks? Have you heard a lot of discussion either way?
I definitely saw people on social media complaining about that. I think there's just a few different groups of people. There's people who never stopped being worried about it and who have been, you know, super careful the entire time. And there's sort of people like me who did stop being worried about it, but now maybe I'm starting to be worried again. And of course, there's people who never really worry about it that much. But the people who never stopped worrying, no, they were definitely being very vocal about this policy on social media, on everywhere.
I think a lot of people recognized that we weren't that far away from August and the beginning of school, but I think that the cautious wanted masks, and those that were not as concerned or didn't realize that it was going to grow the way it has, didn't. If people are not aware of the numbers or aren't looking at the numbers, then they need to. When I first started looking at the numbers, I realized that the older generation were the first ones that were targeted. And so they have the largest level of vaccination because it was at the beginning when there was a very serious approach. Now, as we've gotten younger and younger, COVID was waning some. And I think that we have got to protect our children is the first line of protection. So, and there's no way to do that. They can't get vaccinated. So they have to be careful, and wearing masks is the most effective thing they can do.
Let's take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more Athens News Matters.
Morning Edition goes to the source, to the people affected by the news.
This plant could shut down, and a lot of very good people could lose their jobs.
Like this, it's completely ridiculous that we should feel unsafe to go to school.
I'm Noelle King. For stories that matter to you, listen every weekday to Morning Edition from NPR News.
This is Athens News Matters. I'm your host, Alexia Ridley, back with our panel, Chris Dowd of Athens Politics Nerd and Gwen O'Looney of WXAG. Earlier this month, the state decided in favor of allowing Columbia County to split from the Augusta Judicial Circuit. Governor Kemp signed a bill authorizing the change in March. It's pretty interesting since Augusta just elected its first Black district attorney. And now, a state judicial committee is recommending against allowing Oconee County to split from Clark County in the Western Circuit. What are your thoughts regarding that development?
Well, I think that, one, it represents a politicizing of the courts and the judicial system that is totally inappropriate. Of course, our legislature has chosen to politicize election boards, areas of our government that have never been politicized before. So I think it will fail unless the legislature steps in and ignores the analysis that was done, shows that the numbers do not justify in any way the separation of Oconee, either by itself or, and the sixth option, which would have connected us with Newton and Walton, would totally wipe out Athens-Clark County and Oconee's control of electing their judges and their district attorney. So I think it's a short-term response to their dislike of Deborah Gonzalez, and it's the long-term impact is totally detrimental to Athens-Clark County's judicial system and our justice.
Yeah, I think it's definitely because of Deborah Gonzalez. I don't think there's any real question about that. Republicans in Oconee County, don't agree with her philosophy. They definitely have a strong disagreement with her on some issues, and they want out. So it's good that the committee of the Judicial Council found that to be infeasible. So that's probably not going to happen. But they did say that merging with the Alcove Circuit, so Newton and Walton counties, that was feasible, even if they didn't recommend that either. But it's still possible that they'll do that because in Columbia County, they didn't recommend that either. And that still happened, or at least the legislature still tried to make it happen. So we don't know what's going to happen yet, and we still might get merged into Newton and Walton counties for our judicial circuit.
Columbia and Richmond, Augusta, is a great parallel to Athens and Oconee. The whole point of Oconee County is to not be like Athens, Georgia. And I think likewise, Athens doesn't feel like that it wants to be like Oconee. But the reality is that three of our four judges live in Oconee County. So they're fighting their own residents, and they're all judges that are well-respected. The only thing I think that would really hamper our legislators from making this stupid step is the integrity and the credibility and the status of our judges. And I think they would immediately be in trouble with our judges if they considered this. I'm hoping that judges will let them know that they disagree with this step.
Let's move on now to the ACC Commission, which met Tuesday for an agenda-setting session that ended up turning into a work session, which included discussing plans for demolishing a portion of Bethel Homes. I know this has been going on for a little while, but I know, Chris, you've certainly been following this. Tell us a little bit about the vision for redeveloping Bethel.
Okay, well, they're going to, of course, keep all of the affordable housing that they have there, the number of units that they have right now. They're even going to expand that. They could as much as double that, I've heard. And it's going to be basically an extension of downtown going northward. So it's a big redevelopment project, and it was funded by, first of all, with SPLOST 2020. There was a lot of money in there for affordable housing, so that's what we're using that money for, or most of it. And then also we're getting some federal affordable housing tax credits to fund the project as well. It's going to be a mixed development. There's going to be retail, there's going to be market rate units, but also still a lot of affordable housing. So hopefully twice as much as they have now.
Right. It's being built on the village complex design, where people don't have to go very far at all to get their groceries, to, you know, look at even clothing, whatever, that they're connected within the village, and then they're connected to downtown. It's really a very modern and up-to-date approach to density that I think will profit us. Let me say the other thing is that the commission has been taking a hard look at what to do with T-SPLOS this year. And I think they're going to make a real commitment to transit, and transit serving Bethel Homes can put them into a position to where anyone working there will have quick access to any place in Clark County. And I think the efforts that they are putting forth are designed to keep it free and to make it more frequent on the most important routes. And those kind of things, combined with our Firefly Trail and the Greenway and other things, are going to be coming together to really create a downtown that is very well connected, easily accessible, and dense with a variety of people, not just students, not just older people, but a variety of people.
And as they rebuild Bethel, so right now they have plans to demolish, it looks like about a third of it to me, about a third of the buildings, or maybe a little bit more than that even. So they're going to do it in a phased process, and they're trying to minimize offsite displacement. So as people have been moving out of their apartments in Bethel right now, they've just been leaving them empty. And so they have a lot of apartments for people who are currently living in the areas that are about to be demolished, and most of them are going to be able to move. They're going to be able to stay on site. And they've been renovating those apartments as well to make them livable, because unfortunately, not all of those apartments are livable, have been livable for the past few years. But there are about, they said at the work session, like 27 or 29 households will have to be temporarily relocated. I believe that was offsite. And some of those people actually want to be relocated offsite. So they're going to stay within the housing authority's umbrella. And so you know, their rent will be paid for by the housing authority, and they're guaranteed a spot back in the rebuilt Bethel once it's all done.
Those people who remember Paldo, when Paldo was redone into Columbia Richmond, will know how carefully the housing authority and the federal requirements are in not displacing people, working with them. And a lot of those people were placed throughout our community and stayed in the areas that they were placed happily. But those that wish can move back. And so I think they're doing a great, it's a very respectful process.
Oh, one more thing. Oh, and everyone who moves, if they have children, their children are going to stay in the same schools. So that's kind of an important point as well.
Excellent example, Chris.
And finally, before we go, we did talk about this last week, guys, but I want to mention that there is a petition circulating to save the magnolias in front of the Varsity, to keep them from being cut down in the coming development. Gwen, is that something you've already signed or think you're going to sign?
Yeah. Well, from the very beginning when they developed the guidelines, we put a lot of emphasis on the back of the lot that's not very visible to people. I'm not denigrating those efforts, but there was no consideration of the image of Athens on that corner that has been there since those trees were written about by Dean Tate and in the annals of Athens, et cetera. And they've been a beautification of that corner and of that whole intersection for many years. And I would love to see that, but I don't see a petition affecting this development company.
But those are beautiful trees. I think people really are going to miss those when they're gone.
Oh, yeah. The difference, if people don't realize what a difference that is going to, the softening, it's almost like a preparation for the rest of millage is in historic preservation, has an ordinance protecting it. But from that corner to Prince, it is not protected. And we're going to see a big difference.
Well, that is going to have to be it for this week. We are out of time. I do want to thank my panelists, Chris Dowd of Athens Politics Nerd and Gwen O'Looney of WXAG. I'm Alexia Ridley with more Athens News Matters after the break.